Blackstone Publishing presents A People's History of Computing in the United States by Joy Lisi Rankin. This book is read by Bernadette Dunn. For Scott and Lucy. Introduction. People Computing, Not the Silicon Valley Mythology. The students at South Portland High School buzzed with enthusiasm. The wires in their classroom walls hummed with information. Young men and women played games on their computing network, tic-tac-toe and checkers, solitaire and bridge, basketball and bowling. They clamored for news from other schools on the network, which crisscrossed New England and connected rural Maine to suburban Connecticut. "Don't forget to sign me up for time," they reminded each other. Some of these notoriously difficult-to-rouse high schoolers even rolled out of bed at 4 in the morning for network access. 1,000 miles to the west, students and teachers in the Minneapolis suburbs spoke the same language. From the basic building blocks of commands including if, then, let, and print, they created music and poetry and solved math problems. In a few years, 3 of them, both students and teachers, would invent the beloved game, the Oregon Trail. Some 400 miles to the southeast, engineers at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign perfected a graphical plasma display screen for their computing system, a network that would soon connect people across the United States with communications operations we recognize today as instant messaging and screen sharing. Public intellectuals called for computing as a public utility, comparable to electricity or water. The year was 1968. When I began researching this book, dozens of vignettes like these appeared on the pages of newsletters, grant proposals, research reports, and newspaper and journal articles, and I was stunned. The people in these histories, the geography of their networks, and even the dates of their activities appeared at odds with both conventional histories of computing and powerful popular narratives. The origin stories around contemporary American digital culture, our 24/7 connected, networked Wi-Fi, smartphone, tablet, Instagram, Facebook, tweeting, thumbs-up, thumbs-down world, center on what I call the Silicon Valley mythology. This compelling myth tells us that once upon a time, modern computers were big, and maybe even bad, mainframes. International business machines, much more familiar as IBM.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?